We are gathered here in the presence of God to celebrate a new ministry and to covenant together for the service of God. I'd ask the president-elect to come forward.
We present to you Rachel Campbell, whom this region has elected to preside over its life and work until such time as a successor comes to office, that she may be installed in the office of President of Fundy St. Lawrence Dawning Waters Regional Council.
Rachel, all baptized are called to Christ's ministry, both within the church and beyond it. Now you are called by the grace of God and the will of this regional council to a particular ministry as president of Fundy St. Lawrence Dawning Waters Regional Council. It is given to you to serve this region by presiding at its Eucharistic table, its ordination, commissioning, and recognition of members, and its business proceedings. You are called further to be a servant of the word among the congregations of the region and to exercise pastoral care for all its people. That you may fully minister, you are counseled to seek the help and guidance of God and to call upon the support that we, the members of this regional council, promise you this day. I ask you these questions. That this assembly may know your mind, and will I ask you, do you believe that you are called to the office of President of Fundy St. Lawrence Dawning Waters Council? And do you accept this trust? And will you exercise your ministry in accordance with scriptures and in continuity with the faith of the church?
I do, and I will, by the grace of God.
Will you, with Christ's people, be faithful in prayer and in the study of Scripture, that you may know the mind of Christ and you boldly proclaim and interpret the gospel of Christ by word and sacrament, and the people of God may be strengthened and God's reign may be advanced?
I will, God being my helper.
Will you be faithful to the pastoral care of all whom you are called to serve, in caring, being called for, laboring together to build up the household of God, and will you diligently perform the duties of your office within the polity of the United Church of Canada?
I will, by the grace of God.
Will the members of the Regional Council please stand? Will you, the members of the Fundy St. Lawrence Dawning Waters Regional Council, support and encourage Rachel with your prayers and work?
We will hold you in our prayers and ask for God's blessing upon you
and your work. You may be seated. Let us pray. Gracious God, whose Spirit has ever blessed the church with varieties of gifts for the work of ministry, we thank you that you have blessed us with gifts that enrich our lives together and strengthen our witness and service in the world. Especially we thank you for the particular gifts that your servant Rachel brings to the office of President of Regional Council. By your grace, enable her to exercise this ministry with wisdom and humor, courage and compassion, to the glory of your name, through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Any former presidents present are invited to come forward.
So those who are presidents of region or presidents of the Maritime Conference are invited to come forward.
Send, O God, your Holy Spirit upon your servant, Rachel Campbell, that she may minister faithfully to the office of President of Bundy St. Lawrence Dawning Waters Regional Council. Amen. Rachel received this stole, staff, and Bible. Exercise your ministry as president of Bundy St. Lawrence Dawning Waters Regional Council of the United Church of Canada. Rachel, in the name of Jesus Christ and by the authority of Bundy St. Lawrence Dawning Waters Regional Council, I install you, Rachel Campbell, as president of Bundy St. Lawrence Dawning Waters Regional Council. May the Lord bless and keep you. Amen. Please greet your new president.
After that, they expect you to speak. I have the honor of thanking now our past president. Past President Hugh, thank you for your commitment and deep faith. Thank you for your courage and your perseverance. Thank you for your spirit of connection. Thank you for your heart of a faithful and devoted leader. We are and will continue to be blessed by you. May the light of love illuminate your path as our past president. You are a gift. You are a treasure. Thank you. God bless. Let's give him a round of applause. A token of our love, our commitment, continue to you. All glory is God's. I want to thank you for placing your trust in me as your new president. I look forward to our journey together to live into the scripture that has been speaking into my heart this past year, especially as your president-elect. In Isaiah chapter 43, verse 19, behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. As I said in the write-up in the program, buckle up. Friends, we are entering a threshold moment once again. How blessed are we today, as you leave this place, I commission you all to be alert, to stand firm in the faith, to be valiant and strong, but let all that you do be done out of love. May God bless you and keep you. May God's face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Amen and hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.